It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
With each passing day, we find ourselves further into completely uncharted territory. Consider the following timeless quote. Remember, upon the conduct of each depends the fate of all. That's a quote from Alexander the Great. Was Alexander the Great actually great? That isn't the point. Rather, the point is this. His statement cannot be rationally argued. For over a decade, geoengineeringwatch.org has tried to sound the alarm about the mathematically imminent near-term collapse of industrialized, militarized societies due to unfolding biosphere collapse. The ongoing global climate modification operations are further fueling the climate and environmental collapse. The collapse of what was is well underway, and the rate of collapse will continue to accelerate by the day. Biosphere collapse is fueling unprecedented desperation on the part of global power structures. Can we yet make a difference? Again, I will repeat, upon the conduct of each depends the fate of all. The commercial-free Global Alert News Hour starts now. In this broadcast, breaking headlines on the most critically important issues we collectively face, issues on which our collective futures most depend. As I cover the following headlines, remember, all is connected. Climate and environmental collapse is completely interwoven with what is unfolding in societies all over the world, completely interwoven with the motives of those behind what is unfolding. First headline, Bill Gates issued a stark warning for the world. From the GatesNotes.com website, posted only days ago, in his own words, Bill Gates said this, quote, "As awful as this pandemic is, climate change could be worse." Again, no could, may, might. Is, it's coming. And all of this is connected because of the motives of those behind so much of what is unfolding. From the GatesNotes.com website, this, Bill Gates' own words. "You may have seen projections that because economic activity has slowed down so much, the world will emit fewer greenhouse gases this year than last year." He continues, "The International Energy Agency puts the emissions reduction around 8%. He then says, "That's a meaningful reduction, and we would be in great shape if we could continue that rate of decrease every year." Mr. Gates, forgive me, but you sound as if you're all for what's happening all over the globe. Gates goes on to state, quote, "Now, let's treat the shutdown caused by CV-19 as if it were a carbon reduction strategy." And then Gates says this, quote, "To understand the kind of damage that climate change will inflict, look at COVID-19 and spread the pain out over a much longer period," end quote. Gates then states this, quote, "The key point is that if we learn the lessons of CV-19, we can approach climate change more informed about the consequences of inaction." Question, Mr. Gates, what are you trying to teach us? What tools have you utilized to convey your message, to conduct your lesson? And lastly, who appointed you as the instructor of global societies, Mr. Gates? No pun intended, since you actually own the controlling interest in WHO, the World Health Organization. Gates continues with this, quote, "Health advocates said for years that a pandemic was virtually inevitable." Let me stop there for a moment, a response to that statement. Mr. Gates, Bill, it was you and Anthony Fauci that most adamantly assured the world that there would absolutely be a pandemic. In the words of Mr. Fauci, quote, "There will be a surprise pandemic during this presidency," end quote. How did Fauci know? As I've stated on previous broadcasts, search this title, quote, "Engineered bat virus stirs debate over risky research." This is a peer-reviewed report published in Nature.com in 2015, 2 years before Fauci's statement. The virus gain of function, quote, research funded by the National Institute of Health with Fauci's involvement. Search and read the report in full and decide for yourself how the pieces of the puzzle fit together. Back to the statements made this week by Bill Gates on the GatesNotes.com website. Quote, "The world did not do enough to prepare, and now we're trying to make up for that lost time. This is a cautionary tale for climate change," Gates says. And he continues with this, "and it points us toward a better approach. If we start now, tap into the power of science and innovation," Gates says, and continues with, "and ensure that solutions work for the poorest, we can avoid making the same mistake with climate change." Question, how much has Bill Gates done for the poorest in the world? Take the time to objectively research the Bill Gates vaccine track record on the poorest in Africa and India. The key term here is objectively research, not just glancing at the official denial disinformation sites that are set up to cover the tracks of people like Mr. Gates. Gates then goes on into the realm of total delusion, a delusion that not surprisingly aligns with the official narrative from the controllers and the scientists who serve them. Gates said this, quote, "In other words, by 2060, climate change could be, could, may, might, just as deadly as COVID-19, and by 2100, it could be five times as deadly." Let's stop there to set the record straight. And certainly, Mr. Gates knows what he just stated is completely untrue, that in fact, what we face is far more dire and far more immediate. These climate estimates by Gates are just a parroting of the official narrative, a narrative that, though it may sound alarming to some, falls radically short of the abrupt climate and environmental collapse that's actually unfolding. For the record, the most unfiltered frontline data and statistics on the unfolding climate and environmental collapse clearly and unambiguously indicate that on the current trajectory, i.e. the current rate of planetary decimation and die-off, there will be little to no functional habitat left on planet Earth by 2025. This is not even taking into account the increasing possibility of ozone layer collapse, mathematically calculated to occur near the same time frame. Who can feel how intense direct sunlight has become in recent years? And no, it's not your imagination. Ozone layer collapse, no more terrestrial life on Earth, and likely no more aquatic life. And beyond that, we're in uncharted territory. How fast exactly is the web of life dying off? Let's look at this statistically and mathematically. How many extinctions are there every single day, i.e. plants, animals, and insects? 200 to 300 per day, every single day. This is fully 15,000 times faster than the background extinction rates. That's 1.5% of normal. Nothing normal about that. And the so-called estimates of bad scenarios unfolding by the end of the century, if we remain on the current course, such estimates are completely delusional. Abrupt climate and environmental collapse is unfolding now. The end of the century narratives are intended to pacify populations till the last possible moment, which draws near. But here's the bottom line. In regard to last week's statements from Bill Gates, again on the GatesNotes.com website, his own site, his own words, statements that connect and compare CV-19 to climate change, the underlying driving motive for those behind what has been unleashed on populations all over the world is hopefully becoming ever more transparent and evident. Question, do the so-called global elite have the right to decide who lives and who doesn't? Let me reframe that question. Do you think they have the right to decide? Where do we go from here? In a moment, the most recent breaking frontline reports of issues and events that will most impact our collective future. First, I'm always compelled to thank each and every individual that's doing their best to stay informed, to wake others with credible data from a credible source, and to help turn the tide of insanity. Thank you for your help with sounding the alarm. Thank you more than I can ever say or express. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 261, August 8th, 2020. in this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. This broadcast is also aired on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising printed materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for approximate cost of producing and shipping. As I always state, a picture is worth a thousand words. There are extremely inarguable and compelling NASA satellite images, copies of the federal gag order on all National Weather Service and NOAA employees, patents for climate engineering, much, much more. These can be exponentially more effective at waking others than trying to verbally disseminate information of this magnitude. Something to consider. And even during the lockdowns that are happening all over the globe, these materials can be mailed out, or information from geoengineeringwatch.org, our website, which is therefore a data repository, can be emailed for free to anyone, anywhere. We need all the help we can get to start spot fires of awareness, to help us reach a critical mass of awareness, which is the only way forward. These programs can only be stopped from the inside out by waking those involved, the families of those involved, so they realize, so they understand that they are literally sealing their own fate along with the rest of us. That they, those participating, those facilitating these programs of planetary omnicide that are occurring in our skies, must stand down and stop participating if we're to have any chance of changing course in time to salvage anything on our formerly thriving planet. In regard to the commercial-free Global Alert News Hour, it is an on-air AM/FM East and West Coast broadcast, as stated. And though some facts regularly brought up on this broadcast may already be known by online followers of this broadcast, the on-air listenership is mathematically much larger. And many or most of the on-air listeners are, in many cases, not yet aware of extremely important building block facts that are and will continue to be an increasingly immense challenge to all of us. A few headlines from last week. Just samples, but they do help paint a picture. These are headlines from the front lines. Search any of these titles online to learn more. Most are from multiple sources. First, more than 3 million Chileans seek to withdraw pensions amid pandemic. The bank runs are going to start in earnest all over the globe. Not that any form of currency will matter when the greatest commodity that any of us will be able to possess soon will be what we can eat, drink, or shelter with. Next headline, pensions to be hit as Bank of Ireland charges negative interest on cash. Next headline, why the U.S. dollar slide may be a sign of real danger this time. Again, the dollar and the endless printing of the dollar from thin air has allowed the U.S. empire to do what it's done since the end of World War II, to possess a military that's bigger than the next 10 militaries combined, to topple any country that wouldn't go along with the empire's dictates. Covert toppling of those countries in many cases, but in many cases overt toppling with completely fictional weapons of mass destruction in the case of Iraq, narratives that Americans soon forget about as they move on with trying to preserve their personal paradigm. We have to remember all the lies and deception all along the way that have been pushed on populations. The Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam, used to start the Vietnam War, historically proven to be a false flag event. 60,000 of our sons and daughters died in that war, not to mention millions of innocent Vietnamese civilians. How can we forget that? They're still dying. They're still dying from what we did to their country, from the unexploded ordnance, from the Agent Orange cancerous contamination that was scattered over their whole country. Horrific birth defects, just like the depleted uranium in the Middle East that I spoke about on a previous broadcast. This is what the U.S. empire has done around the globe. And yet people still buy the media talk show talking heads that try to paint this picture of our country being some benevolent force in the world. I'm sorry, but that couldn't be further from the truth. And pretending it's not true doesn't change the reality. and it doesn't make someone unpatriotic. It's not unpatriotic to face the truth. It's tyranny not to face the truth and to pretend the truth is something other than what it is. It takes courage. It takes honor. It takes virtue to face the truth, no matter how dire that truth is. In fact, as I've stated on many broadcasts, the hallmark of a healthy mind is an unyielding willingness to face the truth, no matter how dire that truth is. And that is the only way we have any chance of changing course. More headlines. 32% of Americans had outstanding housing payments at the beginning of August. 32%, nearly a third. Next headline. Airlines and unions push for billions in additional federal aid to save airline jobs as layoffs loom. Snake eating its own tail. Printing money out of thin air won't save anyone. And we're about to find out the hard way how true that is. No habitat, no humans. Simple. Next headline. Virgin Australia Airlines cuts 3,000 jobs. Next headline. The world's airlines say they won't recover until 2024, reflecting a new wave of pessimism as the pandemic rages on. They will never recover. The former paradigm is over. It's not coming back. The sooner we face that and fully face the horizon and what we must do to alter our current course, the better our chances of salvaging anything at this point. Another headline. Toyota warns of 64% drop in full-year net profit. Always remember and consider that economic collapse is ultimately a consequence of environmental collapse, which, in turn, further fuels power structure desperation. As geoengineeringwatch.org has warned about for over a decade, power structure desperation will and is manifesting in the form of false flag events, global conflict, and biological warfare. On that note, another headline. National Guard reorganizes to prepare for war with Russia and China. Next headline. Poland agrees to pay almost all costs of U.S. troop presence. Hard to say what backdoor dealings went on with that. Next headline. Raytheon and Rafael to build Iron Dome in the U.S. Rafael is an Israeli private defense industry. The partnering of the U.S. and Israel, certainly no secret. We fund most of their military. U.S. taxpayers fund most of their military. That's a matter of record, not an opinion. Next headline. U.S. Navy and Air Force hold unannounced exercises in Black Sea. In regard to the explosion in Beirut, this question. Is the official narrative supported by the facts? By all available film footage. Are official explanations rational and logical? Are those explanations supported by solid evidence? Was that the case with 9/11 and the official narratives surrounding that? Were the official narratives in any way true, as already mentioned, with the non-existent Iraq WMD, weapons of mass destruction? Was the official narrative in any way true regarding the Gulf of Tonkin incident that was, again, used to start the Vietnam War? I could go on and on. The point is, we have to consider the motives of those in power, and it's up to us. We're obliged, we're obligated to investigate all available data without preconceptions, without bias, without ideology. Again, I will state, upon the actions of each depend the fate of all. More headlines. Iran's Khomeini not going to help Trump get reelected by negotiating, and besides, the headline states, America is collapsing. Next headline. Protesting Germans revolt against, quote, muzzle face masks and pandemic restrictions. Another headline. Israel's Bibi generation starts to turn on Netanyahu over economy and COVID-19. Can't happen fast enough. People are waking up all over the world. Again, it can't happen fast enough. Another headline. Saudi Arabia may be forced to cut oil prices once again. Another headline. More coal power generation closed than opened around the world this year, research finds. You could shut everything down today. It would not stop so much of what's coming. Once you crash through the guardrail, you can push on the brakes all you want. You're going to continue to the bottom of the canyon. And that's the scenario we face. Does that mean we shouldn't try? Does that mean we're not obligated to try? No, doesn't mean that. It just means that painting a picture of a Pollyanna world in which everything turns out exactly like we hoped it would does not help us in the task of facing the reality that is and making the best of the situation we have. Another headline. Offshore driller, Noble, files for bankruptcy, large offshore drilling company. Another headline. Could deep sea mining fuel the electric vehicle boom? Those are the kind of headlines that I'm talking about that are completely and utterly insane, as if doing the same thing we've been doing is somehow going to make anything any better. There's no such thing as an environmentally friendly car. That's an oxymoron. The batteries in those vehicles are hugely toxic, almost impossible to dispose of. Everything in that car is from rare minerals, and in regard to these electrical systems, elements that are being plundered from countries all over the world, and now we're going to decimate the seafloor to try to find more? This is truly a circus of insanity we're living in. Another headline. As cruising resumes in some parts of the world, multiple cruise ships affected by new COVID-19 cases. Is that any surprise? These fires will continue to be stoked as needed. We've said this from the very beginning of this scenario. Another headline. From, quote, brain fog to heart damage, COVID-19's lingering problems alarm scientists. We can't really know the entirety of what we're dealing with because we're not dealing with one element. We're dealing likely with many elements, many versions, many strains. And certainly we're dealing with a constant deluge of disinformation. Another headline, coronavirus global report, quote, response fatigue fears as Mexico hits 9,000 daily cases. Another headline, U.S. COVID-19 deaths may hit 200,000 by Labor Day. Let's consider this headline now. The U.S. has 4% of the world's population, but 25% of the global CV-19 infections. Geojing Watch has stated on the record many times during the course of this broadcast, now again, number 261 over the last 5-plus years, the greatest potentially counterbalancing force to the global power structure is the U.S. population, if they would wake up, if they would fully wake up and stop being distracted by the completely orchestrated political theater of idiocy. You're on this side or that side. It's Democrat this, Republican that, left this, right that, liberal this, conservative that. It's all orchestrated theater. We have to get past that. We will all sink or swim together. But it's certainly interesting that of all the countries in the world, the U.S. is being most impacted by the CV-19 scenario. Is that an accident? I think we can see past that assumption at this point. But in regard to that statistic, 4% of the world's population and 25% of the global CV-19 infections, I found this interesting. Not related, but it's interesting that the U.S. having 4% of the world's population is also consuming 25% of the globe's resources. Just an interesting footnote. One that, of course, can't continue. We would need 5 planets for everyone to live as the U.S. population lives. That's math. It's not an opinion. It's not an assumption. It's not an ideology. It's a mathematical statistic. In regard to the controllers, this headline, American oligarchs. Study finds billionaires that donated to Gates and Buffett, now richer than ever. Imagine that. The Australian lockdown, literal lockdown, what resembles martial law there now. U.S. media not talking about that much, not mainstream media, not on the primary channels. Please investigate that scenario. It's coming. Wait and see. Unless or until the U.S. population wakes up, investigates at a much deeper level, stops accepting the mainstream media constant parade of power structure orchestrated propaganda. Unless we get past that, we will end up like Australia very soon. On that note, this headline, the Department of Homeland Security, the ideal authoritarian tool, end of headline. With that headline in mind, remember and consider that Homeland Security purchased 2.4 billion hollow point bullets in 2012. Question, what are they prepping for? And let's not forget that in 2010, the U.S. Census Bureau GPSed every one of our doorsteps. walked to our doorstep and GPSed it. They hiked into my property twice to do my doorstep twice. In the middle of nowhere, 3/4 of a mile behind a locked gate with cameras, they hiked in. 3/4 of a mile to GPS my doorstep twice. Why? And they couldn't answer that question because I tried to contact the Census Bureau repeatedly. Question, would our government actually unleash chaos and carnage on innocent civilian populations? And I'm not talking about any political party. They're both two sides to the same coin. All the rest is theater. And again, we have to get past that theater for to have any chance of turning the tide. But on this question, would those who control our government actually unleash unimaginable carnage on innocent civilian populations? Consider this headline from 2 days ago as a case in point. Japan marks 75th anniversary of U.S. atomic bombing at Hiroshima. And no, it wasn't necessary. No, it didn't save American lives. No, it wasn't the reason the war was stopped. It was simply a way for those who controlled the Western Empire, the U.S. Empire, of making clear to global populations and other governments that we not only had nuclear weapons, we were willing to use them on innocent civilian populations. And this is when the dollar was instituted as a global reserve currency, allowing the empire to have unimaginable hegemonic power. It's now starting to disintegrate along with the climate and environmental collapse. But how many innocent civilians killed by dropping nuclear bombs on cities of innocent civilians? And we accept this as if it was okay when it's not. And this related headline, the story of how Manhattan Project workers tried to stop the atomic bombs 75 years ago, if only they had been successful. And what will we do now? What will we collectively do now with all that's unfolding? Will we fail as they failed to stop what happened 75 years ago, unleashing this nuclear terror on the planet? And is the human race sane? Is any government sane? We have enough nuclear weapons to destroy humanity about 10,000 times over. Is that sane? And we're building even more. Is that sane? We are living in a planetary asylum. And for the record, pretending that criminal actions of our government, past or present, were or are okay, is not patriotism. Blind obedience to criminal entities is not patriotism. Rather, it is the path toward our collective demise. Again, upon the conduct of each depends the fate of all. Are other governments less criminal than our own? No, they're simply smaller. And the degree of criminality and destruction that's been wrought upon the planet is directly proportional to the size of the entity in question. U.S. military, bigger than the next 10 largest militaries combined. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Does this mean that there's not well-intending men and women in the U.S. military? No, it doesn't mean that. But intentions are not enough. Blind order following makes any individual a part of the problem. And blind order following of criminal dictates must stop, or we have no chance. How many for how long have convinced themselves that blindly towing the line in so-called society was in their best interest? How many have chosen to believe that blindly supporting official narratives and dictates was the best way to preserve their paychecks, their pensions, and thus their personal paradigms? Such notions could not be further from the truth. We now collectively find ourselves facing an unimaginably dark near-term horizon because of the willfully blind legions of order followers that choose to unquestioningly submit to the dictates of the morally bankrupt and the clinically insane. Submitting and conforming to the collective insanity is the path of cowardice. Doing so will not provide sanctuary. No, it will only ensure our common demise. On that note, this timeless quote from Edward Bernays. He said, in order to control public opinion of the masses, the ruling class should, quote, regiment the public mind every bit as much as an army regiments bodies, i.e. soldiers. When we hear things like this, quote, that's all been debunked, or that it's all just internet nonsense, quote, or worse, the completely mindless programmed response that so many of the willfully uninformed still rely on, the, quote, that's just conspiracy theory, end quote, statement. Things are the way they are, not because of the power-crazed and criminally insane, who always have and always will do absolutely anything to gain total control of everything and everyone. Things are the way they are because the majority of populations still seem compelled to either actively or passively support the dictates of the power-crazed and the criminally insane, even being caught up in the paradigm they create. Again, the political divide, the orchestrated political divide to polarize and divide populations. That is a form of participation, and that must end, or we have no chance. We will sink or swim together, and we are sinking by the day. Make no mistake about that. How many tenaciously support any and every official narrative, every official dictate, no matter how ludicrous, because it seems being seen as an obedient member of the herd, defending the matrix itself, makes many feel safe. But again, such a notion could not be further from reality. Such individuals will soon enough be faced with truths that can no longer be hidden. On that note, this headline from last week, multiple sources, quote, destroying Western media's Swedish public health disaster narrative in two simple charts. Honest investigation of headlines. I'll leave that up to the individual. And while doing so, consider and remember, always, unfolding climate and biosphere collapse translate to unprecedented power structure, desperation, and deception. Those who control the levers of power will continue to stoke the fires of the current and ongoing scenario that has completely altered the complexion of global societies in less than a year. At the onset of this scenario, GeoengineeringWatch.org stated on the record that this would be the likely trajectory, a measured burn with hot spots that could and would be stoked as those in power chose. The former paradigm could no longer be maintained. The controllers have long since known this time was closing in. They've been planning and preparing for it for a very long time. Those plans are being carried out. It's not about profit. It's about survival on a planet that has been decimated past the point of no return in any time frame that matters. The scenario described was inevitable given the background of unfolding abrupt climate and environmental collapse, the consequence of countless forms of human activity and actions, the looting, plundering, pillaging, and polluting of our formerly thriving planet, the total decimation of our host, of creation itself, and all of this being further fueled by the ongoing climate engineering operations, which are, mathematically speaking, the greatest single assault ever launched against Earth's life support systems and the entire web of life by the human race. Climate engineering operations were never about the greater good. They were always ultimately about power and control, and still are. And now more than ever, climate engineering is weather warfare. Nothing less. The highly toxic fallout from geoengineering operations means that they are also a form of biological warfare. Though lab testing from all over the world has long since confirmed what many of the toxic geoengineering elements are, aluminum, barium, strontium, polymer fibers, ultimately we cannot know all that is actually being included or added to the atmospheric aerosol spraying concoction. Governments around the world, with few exceptions, are colluding and cooperating either actively or passively on climate engineering, CV19, and countless other issues and cover-ups. On the subject of scenarios that are and always have been about power and control, a reminder of this exact quote from Mr. Bill Gates. He said in regard to global populations, quote, that populations are headed up to about 9 billion. Now, Gates says, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. How does he arrive at that? How does caring for populations cause such a massive population reduction? Perhaps only Mr. Gates can answer that question. The following quote, which I have previously recited in this broadcast, the Global Alert News Hour, needs to be again considered. This also from Edward Bernays, who stated the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed. Our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas are suggested largely by men we have never heard of. Edward Bernays continued with this statement, in almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind, end quote. If this paradigm is not completely and immediately shattered, we have no chance. Moving on from the dailymail.com, this headline, quote, "The land with no face masks. Holland's top scientists say there's no solid evidence covering's work, and the scientists warn that they could even damage the fight against COVID-19. I'm only covering a headline from an internationally recognized news source. I will hope that listeners of this broadcast take the time to find and review this report, that they may then have more pieces of the puzzle to assemble, to complete a more accurate picture of the wider horizon. Another headline from Reuters.com and other sources. Quote, "It's not for me. Speed of COVID-19 vaccine race raises safety concerns." That's the end of the headline. Here are a few excerpts from that report. Quote, "The frenetic race to develop a COVID-19 vaccine has intensified safety concerns." The report further states there are more than 200 COVID-19 vaccine candidates in development globally. In the drive to find a potential COVID-19 vaccine, quote, "fast is good for politicians," said Heidi Larson, who leads the Vaccine Confidence Project, the VCP, a global surveillance program on vaccine trust. But from the public perspective, the general sentiment is too fast can't be safe, she told Reuters Media. The VCP project on vaccine trust, funded by the European Commission and pharmaceutical companies, among others, aims to identify early signs and causes of public mistrust and tackle them with information campaigns before it is too late. Translation, what does information campaigns mean? It means campaigns of propaganda. That's what it means. Search this online from the U.S. National Library of Medicine. Quote, "COVID-19 Vaccine Messaging Part 1. Examine this document and see the formulation of a U.S. government propaganda campaign laid bare." Another headline, "Trump administration sidelines Centers for Disease Control to give Pentagon, quote, unprecedented role in vaccine distribution." From the report, this, the Trump administration is moving to give the Department of Defense control over logistics and distributing the COVID-19 vaccine, a move that infectious disease experts describe as, quote, unprecedented. A Trump administration official argued that the military can plan for any scenario, making it a perfect fit to manage a naturally uncertain situation. What does that mean? If this headline doesn't alarm you, it should. And if you still believe any political faction of our government is benign or has the best interest of populations in mind, think again. What else is going on behind the scenes? Disaster capitalism. Pirates filling their pockets on the deck of the Titanic. This headline, government, quote, gives away 200,000 acres of public land while Americans shelter in place. Imagine that. From that report, since the president declared a national emergency on March 13th, the Bureau of Land Management has offered up 213 acres of public land for sale at rock-bottom prices. Much of it has already been snapped up by oil and gas companies for as little as $2 an acre, reports the Natural Resources Defense Council. Would you buy land in pristine places for $2 an acre? You're not allowed. Only the oil and gas companies are allowed to do that, so they can loot, plunder, and pillage and pollute until nothing's left. The lands in Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, Wyoming, and Colorado are managed by the BLM ostensibly for the benefit and enjoyment of the public, but are now being recklessly, quote, gifted to oil and gas companies. Many have asked, as they should, how in the world fossil fuel companies and other extractive industries are getting away with gaining access to our public lands and mineral resources for prices not available in any competitive real estate market in the world. It's called fascism. I'm going to bounce back to biosphere collapse because that absolutely positively is the bottom line. In many regions, many report, they think at least, that the aerosol spraying operations have diminished or stopped because they no longer see the horizon to horizon lingering, spreading, expanding trails. Under domes of high pressure, all too often the result of global ionosphere heater activity, which I'll get to in a moment, these extremely visible dispersions are not so common. But very often, the skies under these high-pressure domes are silvery white. They're not clear. If you look horizontal through the atmosphere across valleys, perhaps the surrounding mountain ranges, you will see, as we do in Northern California, that the cumulus clouds that form over mountain ranges are sometimes scarcely visible through all the lower-level haze that's settling out over populations. Massive amounts of particulate matter settling down, drifting in, often on the U.S. West Coast, drifting in from the Eastern Pacific, where massive blanket grid pattern spraying occurs every single day and drifts in. These are not clear skies. It's not a sign that spraying of aerosol particulates related to geoengineering has diminished. It has simply been redistributed. Other regions are bearing the brunt of these incredibly toxic operations. So again, you must keep the bigger picture in mind. Remember what a blue sky looked like. Remember what white clouds look like. We seldom, if ever, see that. The air is putrid. I have to train indoors most of the time because I refuse to breathe this particulate matter outside, which is highly visible if you go outside on a clear, still night with this type of haze and you shine a light upward. And it's not just from fires, because we see this without fires burning. The same thing. We see it in regions of the world where there are no fires burning. Fires are used as a scapegoat to mask why there's so much particulate matter in the atmosphere. Go outside on a clear, still night, shine the brightest light you can find straight up, and you will be shocked at the amount of particulate matter that's raining down on all of us, all of it being inhaled and absorbed by the entire web of life, inflaming our respiratory systems, creating a host of degenerative ailments and diseases, making us more susceptible to every imaginable form of pathogen. The climate engineering elephant in the sky, aka weather warfare. On that note, this headline from the UK Guardian: the four types of climate denier and why you should ignore them all. This is from the Guardian's editor and environmental editor himself, Damien Carrington. Mr. Carrington states this, quote, "The shill, the grifter, the egomaniac, and the ideological fool each distorts the urgent global debate in their own way." Damien, in regard to the denial, take a long look in the mirror. Which one of the four forms of denier are you, Mr. Carrington, in regard to the climate engineering elephant in the sky? Individuals like this UK Guardian environmental editor continue to play the part of accessories to the criminal cover-up of geoengineering, aka weather warfare. There can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost including the climate engineering factor in the equation. New from the UK Guardian and other sources, a report of total disinformation, but not in the way that almost any are yet willing to believe or accept. I'll elaborate in a moment, but first the headline. Rising temperatures will cause more deaths than all infectious diseases, study states. From that report, poorer, hotter parts of the world will struggle to adapt to unbearable conditions, research finds. The growing but largely unrecognized death toll, again, because everything now is a COVID death, it seems, from rising global temperatures will come close to eclipsing the current number of deaths from all the infectious diseases combined if planet heating emissions are not constrained, a major new study has found. Now again, all of this mainstream media, all of this from academia, is criminally ignoring the climate engineering factor. We cannot know the true state of the climate unless or until climate engineering is stopped. We know it's in meltdown, but climate engineering, based on all available data, is further fueling the fire and literally disabling all of Earth's life support systems that could if they were freed from the climate engineering insanity, possibly compensate enough to at least buy us some time. Climate engineering is the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat, short of nuclear cataclysm, which may be coming as well as the global power structure becomes unimaginably desperate. Will they start a nuclear war, likely first in the Middle East? That is certainly a possibility we must all face. But this report goes on to compare, or rather to state, what could, may, might happen by the year 2100 if we remain in the current course. Total disinformation. Climate collapse, again, is kicking in the front door right now. It's happening right now. They state what could, may, might happen if temperatures surpass 3 degrees C. We are already past 3 degrees C based on the best available frontline data, and that fact is being systematically ignored. We are already past the point at which, or the temperature at which, humans have existed on this planet. That doesn't mean collapse of the environment happens overnight, although it's happening at unimaginably blinding speed. What it means is, again, we have crashed through the guardrail and we are going to the bottom of the canyon, and that is being lied about systematically by the entire academic community and parroted by the entire corporate-owned so-called mainstream media. As I cover more biosphere collapse headlines breaking last week, always remember and consider the climate and environmental collapse, abrupt collapse, is the bottom line and is directly connected to what the controllers are carrying out in societies all over the globe, just as I started this broadcast with. That is their underlying driving motive. More headlines from Climate State and other sources. Unexpected boost of methane. Permafrost is warming at a global scale. Another headline, multiple sources. Huge methane spike is contributing to climate change. Another headline. This is an ongoing headline. There's a heat wave at the Arctic Doomsday Vault. Who's involved with the Doomsday Vault? Mr. Gates. Not working out so well as the planet and its remaining life support systems accelerate into full-blown meltdown mode, with the climate engineering operations further fueling the fire. Another headline from Reuters and other sources. Canada's last fully intact Arctic ice shelf collapses. This is from last week. Another headline. Italian homes evacuated over risk of Mont Blanc glacier collapse. Another headline from BBC and other sources. Amazon region, Brazil records big increase in fires. Another headline from the Washington Post and other sources. Wildfires, record warmth, and rapidly melting ice. Arctic climate goes further off the rails this summer. Records were shattered in Siberia, Svalbard, Nunavut, and other areas as study points to historic shifts. Another headline. Phoenix breaks record for its hottest month with 16 nights that stayed at or above 90 degrees. From that report, the heat has been unusual, even in this typically sizzling location. Report states unforgiving heat has baked Phoenix, propelling temperatures to record-shattering heights. July was the city's hottest month on record. More headlines of heat from around the world. This one from the times.co.uk. Temperatures in the Middle East top 50 degrees C every day for a week. That's 120 plus degrees every day for a week. From usnews.com and other sources, Spain sets temperature records. From thewatchers.org, Las Vegas sets July heat records. No probability of monsoon anytime soon. The climate engineers, for the record, are completely disrupting precipitation patterns all over the world. Search the engineering drought section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. On the subject of engineered drought, this new headline from the UK Guardian and other sources, quote, extreme droughts in Central Europe likely to increase sevenfold. It can't rain less on a warming planet unless there's a factor we're not being told about, and that factor is climate engineering, the single greatest precipitation disrupting factor in play. Much more than the greenhouse gases. Again, the atmosphere holds 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. It should be raining much more overall. And I realize it's deluging in places, but there are many places that are subjected to protracted drought. That's a direct result of various climate engineering aspects. An atmosphere filled with precipitation disrupting particulates and the ionosphere heater factor in the climate engineering equation. But the weather makers can also augment precipitation. Here's some headlines on that front. South Korea hit by longest monsoon in 7 years. At least 26 dead are missing. This headline, Asaeus moves into Canada after lashing much of the eastern U.S. and leaving at least 12 people dead. In regard to hurricanes, the U.S. officially initiated hurricane manipulation efforts 73 years ago. Project Cirrus, search it and see for yourself. If you don't believe the weather makers can manipulate hurricanes, search geoengineeringwatch.org hurricanes. Learn more. What have the weather makers scheduled for the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season? The following headline was issued last week from Fox News. Quote, 2020 Atlantic hurricane season has broken records. Now, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says there may be more storms than names this year. They say we forecast up to 25 named storms for the first time ever. For the record, radically worse hurricanes would be occurring with or without climate engineering operations. The superheating of Earth's oceans dictates that. But with the covert global climate engineering operations having been in full deployment for over 70 years, and with hurricane manipulation being a part of those operations, the entire global climate system has been derailed, hijacked. No weather event can be considered untainted or natural at this point. And again, always keep in mind, all is connected. Climate control, CV19, climate and environmental collapse, total power structure desperation and tyranny, all connected. How are conditions on the other side of the world, in the land down under, in Australia? After their most recent summer brought record-shattering heat and unprecedented catastrophic wildfires, we now have this. Quote from Australian mainstream media, icy blast, parts of Victoria blanketed in snow. If you don't believe the climate engineers have the technology to engineer winter weather events, please examine the data. Investigate the engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Then search this title, Chinese scientists create artificial snowstorm. Even Fox News and Popular Science covered this after one of the Chinese engineered winter weather events did over $1 billion of damage to Beijing. There was no more disclosure of the ongoing weather intervention operations. From grist.org, this, the surprising reasons why people ignore the facts about climate change. Here's a bigger question. How can so many in official agencies, in academia, in media, look themselves in the mirror while lying and denying about the blatant ongoing climate engineering assault? Why are so many, even in the general population, so oblivious to the condition of our skies, which are all too often hazy and dirty, even when the blatant horizon-to-horizon aircraft dispersed particulate trails are not seemingly evident? Again, generally when ionosphere heater-enhanced high-pressure heat domes are present, when they are installed. If you don't know what an ionosphere heater is, please investigate online. But when doing so, consider that all, quote, official sources will only offer the official narrative on ionosphere heaters, on what they can do, on what their capabilities are. Ionosphere heaters like HAARP in Alaska are nothing less than a covert weapon of mass destruction. These extraordinarily powerful microwave transmitting facilities can, by triggering an extraordinary heating of the ionosphere, create high-pressure heat domes, which in effect redirect the upper-level winds, which in turn reroutes precipitation. In the case of the western U.S., this is the reason for what meteorologists have termed the, quote, ridiculously resilient ridge. The ridiculously resilient ridge of high pressure, which has and is contributing to the drying and frying of California, while all Pacific moisture is forced up and over the clockwise rotating high pressure dome, pushing much of it through Washington State. The moisture can then be seeded with patented chemical ice nucleating elements, cooling surface temperatures under these moisture flows even further. The unfolding collapse we collectively face on countless fronts is not linear. It is exponential. Albert Bartlett stated this, the greatest shortcoming of the human race is our inability to understand the exponential function. When one stands back far enough to glimpse the wider horizon of what governments and those who blindly serve them have done to countless people in countless environments, to our once pristine skies, to our once thriving planet, the view is too horrifying to truly assimilate. What do we do? What can we do? Should we sit down and give up? Or should we, must we, summon every fiber of strength, of courage, of fortitude that we can muster so that we can, without fear, without timidity, without trepidation, face the gathering storm head on so that we may yet make a difference at this late hour? Preconceptions, ideologies, and power structure program bias must be abandoned. Waking the sleeping masses to what is unfolding and why is the first and most critically important leap in the right direction. share credible data from a credible source, make your voice heard, make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.